the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Moon Doggies, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the entire season. This segment of the Sean Pender Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now join us, the head coach for the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender.
Hey, Kip.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good.
49-28, big bounce back win over Effingham. First playoff berth since 2014. You got to be pleased with that.
Oh, very pleased, especially, you know, the way our kids played. Bouncing back from the Glenn loss, they played with a lot of heart, and we actually executed probably better than we did all year.
Offensive line, once again, Coach, and our wins this year, and our losses too, we've had well over 400 yards of offense. They controlled the front of the Effingham defense, and again, we just had our way with another defense this year.
They did great. Yeah, they also, without Warren McClendon, yeah, he was out with this game, but, you know, leaders like Ty Henson and John Cano both stepped up and both did a really good job. And, you know, you got Xavier Ramsey came in and did a fantastic job as well. So I was proud of them. And then, of course, AJ and Brett did a good job as well.
Coach, I noticed how you threw kids' names out when you see the mamas in the audience here. I like that.
I see the kickers, mama.
We gonna get to him.
Oh, there's Thursday. I see the other one.
Coach Jamarius Stevens, another great game, and I saw the picture of his ankle after the Glenn game, and you showed it to me Sunday night. How's he doing it?
He's toughing it out, man. He's got a high ankle sprain. Majority, you know, players that have a high ankle sprain are usually out 3 to 4 weeks, and he hasn't missed any. You know, he's missed some practice, you know, but he's icing it. He's taking care of it, and he's just gutting through it, playing with a lot of pain. But this game was probably his most focused. Mentally, he made the best decisions he's made all year. A part of his focus is he can't run around as much as he could. He usually does, but he's doing a real good job, and hopefully, he will have a repeat performance.
Coach, when you saw the injury report after the Glenn game, and you're sitting here on a Sunday evening trying to come to put together a game plan, just take me through that whole process.
Well, some of it was even worse than we thought. You know, with Sean Ward being in the hospital with a blood clot in his leg, he's in the hospital right now trying to get that under control. And then, of course, not having Sherrod Frazier, who's a dynamic player, that hurts as well. And then Rudy Mixon being, he's got a shoulder injury. He's gonna dress, but his play is going to be very limited. Terrell Carmina, he's out with an ankle injury. And then you also had Jalen King also got hurt in the first part of the game. So he had all these injuries. So we had people that had to step up and play. We had some people have to play. When Jameer and Jermaine both went down on the D-line, that was a big blow to us. And we had to have some fresh legs come in and play. So we're just trying to piece together. Like we're playing for a region championship this Friday night. And playing for that championship, we got to put our best foot forward. And our best athletes got to step up and play.
Mr. Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, this was a game coming off an emotional loss that I don't know that we win last year. I don't know what you've done to get this team over the hump, but they're over the hump. Talk a little bit about the character of this football team and how they battle back from some adversity from losing that city championship game.
Well, they got a sense of urgency, you know, right here. It's not just laying down because they lost one game. Yeah, we were upset that we played a poor game, but we knew we played a poor game, and we knew that's not the way we want to be remembered, is playing like that. So our kids bounced back. They had a good week of practice on Monday and Tuesday. Well, really, Monday's practice was pretty rough. Tuesday's wasn't much better. But by Wednesday, we stopped feeling sorry for ourselves, and we ended up having a real good Wednesday and a real good Thursday, and it carried over to Friday night. And this week, you know, we've had some good practices. Our kids have stepped up. They've been working hard, still battling some injuries and trying to you know, recruit. But we got some people that are going to step up, and we believe that they're going to play, and they're going to play well.
Coach, we got a special teams mom sitting in the audience here. Dalton Thrift, his first time out as punter. You know, mom was nervous last week at the show and nervous all week. He did a pretty good job.
Yeah, he got the ball off. That was the number one concern. He got it off. But this week he's even done better. His punts are a lot cleaner in practice, and the kid's just going to get better with more reps that he has. He's still doing a good job at kickoffs and PAT field goals.
Coach, our kickoff coverage is outstanding, and it hadn't always been the case for the last few years. We really get after people on kickoff coverage. Talk a little bit about the focus there on the details. You talk a lot about focusing on the details, because details can cost you football games, but you talk about focusing on the details a lot.
Oh, yeah. With the kickoff coverage, you have, first of all, it's going to be very important this week. They got all three of the returners, number three, number five, number 10. All those guys can take it to the house from any time or anywhere. They're all very, very fast. So the coverage has got to be spot on. You lose games in the special teams, especially when it's big teams. And when you look at Richmond Hill, they have a kicker that's probably the best in the state. I mean, we watched them from the 25-yard line kick it out the back of the end zone. So they're taking our kick return completely out. So we're going to have a long field to drive, and we can't afford to give up points on special teams. We're going to have to make sure that we do a good job in our coverage.
Coach Ben McLeod saw his first action of the season last week, and I know it meant a lot for you to see him come back out there and all the hard work that he's put in to get ready to come back out there after the foot injury. Him and Shaq Robinson, 1-2 punch, gave us a spark last week in the run game.
They did. Definitely gave us a good punch. Shaq probably had the game of his life. He had 3 touchdowns, over 100 yards rushing. He had about another 28 yards receiving. So that was huge. And then Ben, he came in. It was his first game back. He had around 80 yards, I think, rushing, somewhere in there. But he's just a hard-nosed runner between the tackles. He will physically wear a team down. But where Ben also gives you something is in the passing game. He's really good with pass protection. And, he helps out Jamarius in that offensive line a lot.
He's practicing more and more this week, getting more reps. He's starting to get his game legs back. McLeod?
He is. Being out as long as he's been out, definitely cardiovascular is an issue with him. But he's going to have to do a lot more snaps this week, because Shaq is probably not going to be able to play. He'll be another game time decision. He hurt his hamstring in practice yesterday. So with that, it takes a while. If he can't run, he won't be able to play. So Ben's load's going to have to step up and be even more so. And we've had JT, Jalen Trimmings. He's been playing. He had a 100-yard rushing game versus Camden, and he's got a lot of playing time. So he's going to step up as well, and hopefully they'll be our 1-2 punch this time.
When we come back from the first break, we'll talk a little bit about our receiving core. We'll get into some of the defensive performances that we had last week. And then we'll eventually talk about Richmond Hill. So more to come on the Sean Pender Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Penner on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branton on location from Moondoggies. This segment brought to you by Moondoggies, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Barber's Body Shop, and Coastal Pines Technical College. Coach Alonzo Brown, another big game receiving last week. Had a couple of touchdowns, I think. Probably well over 100 yards receiving. He just continues just to put up numbers this year.
Oh, he has. He right now he's at 700 and change, and that is right there around the school record. So he either has it already or he's close to it. And we've only played 7 ball games. So he's done a tremendous job. He averages over 100 yards per game. There's only one game this year where he was under 100 yards. He was around 80-something or 90, and that was the Green game because we didn't give him the ball enough.
We're going to need a 100-yard game out of him Friday night for sure up at Richmond Hill, because I got a feeling that one might be, there could be some points scored in that football game Friday night.
It could be, but don't be surprised if you see, our defense slow them down. I think we've got a really good game plan to slow down them. And also, the way we're built and the way they're built, our defense is built for a spread team. We're a spread team. They see a spread team every day. They know how to defend it. They just got a premier receiver. He's really good to commit to West Virginia. We got to make sure he don't beat us. But, he's going to see a whole bunch of Jalen Jackson. He's going to be on him quite a bit, and then the rest of our defense is going to play. If we get our checks right, we play good, solid defense we know how, we'll be in good shape.
Coach Jalen Jackson, school record, 100-yard interception return.
100-plus.
It's actually 103. I got him at 103, but they only go to 100. That record will never be broken at Brunswick High School. He had a great night, had a big reception. In the first half, it kept a drive alive on offense, 2 picks on defense, had a third one that was called back from a penalty. I don't know what he graded out, but it had to be pretty high.
Well, he was our defensive player of the week, no doubt. And the one snap on offense, we put him in there for the one snap just because we knew how much we were going to need him on the defensive end with all our injuries and how banged up we were. Now we weren't going to be able to sub him much. And then, and that's going to be the case this week as well. He's going to have to play all defense and, offensively, he's going to get in when we need him to. But he did a great job for us. He had 3 interceptions, only 2 of them counted, but I count all 3. And he did a great job with it.
The third one was kind of a, it could have went either way, the call.
They could have, yeah, but
it was ticky tack.
It was, and I thought he was going to take that one all the way back as well.
I did too, but that was a thing of beauty, that 100 yard, just the way that the wall set up on the sideline there, and the last 15 yards, he kind of just coasted in the end zone. I know he had to be a little tired.
Oh, yeah, there was no one else around him. So,
Coach, talk a little bit about your defense. I mean, it was like we had a mass unit last week. We didn't know who was going to play. you were moving people around, and I mean, I don't know how we did it, but we got a ball game out of our defense.
Well, you know, hats off to the guys that were able to play. You know, you had, when you got two dynamic players like Sean Ward and Sharp Frazier that were out, you had the rest of the team really had to step up, and Cam Fudge and Jagarion, you know, are two that come to mind right away, how well they did. And then George Mincy on the defensive line, he had to go to nose guard to play a little bit of nose guard there when he's mainly a defensive end, when both Jameer and Jermaine both went down with ankle injuries. And then we also had a couple offensive linemen we had to move over to help give us some more reps on the D-line. So it was definitely by committee. Rudy Nixon came in, and he had to play some D-line, some linebacker, and he did a good job as well. So it was just it was by committee. It was great effort. You know, we always talk about giving great effort in the concept of a team, and that's what you saw last week.
You're listening to the Sean Pinner Coach's Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach Unsung Heroes. We got a few on this football team. Jagarion Marcus comes to mind.
Yeah, blue collar worker.
He works hard.
He is, and he's someone that's playing with, talking about injuries, he's got separated shoulders that he's playing with. Wow. They pop out, they put him back in, and he plays.
I mean, he's on the hands team up front on onside kicks. He was, I think, did he recover two? I know he recovered one.
Both of them. He recovered two of them.
Okay, I mean, he got a big sack on defense that stopped the drive, and then he just does whatever you need him to do. Talk about some of those, I call them program guys. They just, you know, they're probably not going to be great college football players or get the opportunity that some others have, but they're good high school football players.
Yeah, well, we talked about one already with Dalton Thrift. He's one of those unsung heroes. Just doing what he's doing, he's got a responsibility to do, and he does it. And whether it's kicking extra points or pooch kicking it or getting a good hang time. Remember, we talked how important it was or how good our coverage team is. Well, our coverage team is good like that also because of the hang time that he gets on the ball for us to get down there and make coverage. So he's one of those kids that you talk about. We always, you know, we call him unsung heroes, but we talk about the offensive line every time where we come here. So you got several of those guys on the offensive line that do a tremendous job, you know, week in and week out.
Coach, I want to talk a little bit about Sean Ward. He's got the blood clot, and he's a senior, so his football career at Brunswick High is over, and I know he's probably just devastated because of that. Have you had a chance to talk to him and just kind of just tell him thank you for all you've done for Brunswick High School?
Oh, yeah. Well, right now, we're just trying to keep his spirits up, and I talked to him yesterday. He kind of feels he might be able to come back if everything goes well. So, you know, I just so he's going to be on the blood thinners though for 6 months. And we're seeing where he is right now. We just pray for him. And hopefully that clot goes away and without any further damage. And just get him back into school and get him back healthy and, you know, living normal. And then, you know, and how long that takes, I don't know. I'd love to still be playing when he comes back. That might mean we might be in the state championship game.
That would be nice. Coach, you said last week, first couple of days of practice were not very good. How's the practice been this week so far?
Oh, much better. Yeah, we've been getting after it. We've been practicing well. The boys have been focused in, and I just think we're going to be in real good shape.
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about Richmond Hill, what they do on offense and defense. We'll talk about what it means to, in year one, be in position for a share of the region title. And whatever else comes up. So you're listening to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. high-quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. Looking for top-quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top-quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Moondoggies. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Air Adjusters, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, talk a little bit about, and help me understand, because a lot of people don't know, region race. Break it down for me.
Yeah, it's complicated. Right now, you know, Richmond Hill's sitting at number one, and Glenn's sitting at two, we're sitting at three. But with us beating Richmond Hill on Friday night, what that will do is put it into a three-way tie. And if it's in a three-way tie, it goes to point differential scenario. Now, if you look at it, Glenn beat us by 13 points. And that gives us a minus 13, and it gives Glenn a plus 13. Then Richmond Hill, they beat Glenn by 5 points. So Richmond Hill's sitting at what's called a plus five.
Okay.
Well, then you take that five, minus five to Glenn. So Glenn is sitting at plus eight.
Okay.
So if it's a three-way tie right now, it's Glenn at plus eight, then us at minus 13, and then at plus five. Well, if we beat Richmond Hill by 22 points, if we do that, that gives us plus nine. We'll be the number one seed. And then it'll go head to head, and then Richmond Hill would have the head to head over Glenn. So Richmond Hill will be the two, and Glenn will be the three.
Mm.
If we win by 21 or less, it will give Glenn the number one seed. It will give us the number two seed because we have Richmond Hill head to head, and Richmond Hill will be number three.
Wow.
If
you need a CPA to sort all that out.
Right. If we were to lose that game, we would be number three, Richmond Hill would be number one, and Glenn would be number two.
Okay. So we go to Richmond Hill, a place that we've had some success in the past. We played, this will be the sixth meeting between the Pirates and Richmond Hill, and we're 5-0 against these guys. And we've had some wild shootouts at Richmond Hill, 38-37 game, 30-27 game the year before last when we went up there. So we've had some close competitive games with them. What do they do on offense, and what do they do on defense?
Offensively, they do a real similar scheme that we do. They're going to spread you out. They're going to try to run the ball between the tackles with the running back, and then they're going to get some speed. Some speed sweeps here and there, but they're going to try to get the ball to number 10. That's their premier player. They got three really good receivers, number 10, number 5, and number 3. And then 4 and 28 share the load and running the ball. And they're very athletic. You know, they're going to, you have a pretty good football team. Their quarterback, he spins it pretty well. And then on the defensive side of the ball, they're going to try to defend you with 7 in the box. They're going to play, you know, a cover four man across. Sometimes I'll get in cover one, and they're very athletic on the back end, and they've got good solid high school football players on the D-line and linebacker.
Coach, I watched them against Glenn Academy, and it looked like they took a lot of three-step drops and threw a lot of slants. Is that kind of what they like to do?
When they get the ball to number 10, if you look majority of the time, their quarterback is going to be a one progression guy. He's going to very seldom is he going to his next progression. So they're going to look, they're going to try to throw it to those receivers. And that's one thing, if our DBs can look at him, he'll telegraph his throws, and it could give us an advantage. So, you know, with it, and our defense is good against the spread. If our defense plays with confidence and just remembers the 7-on-7 days, you know, this is what it is. If our defense plays with confidence, we'll shut him down. If not, it'll be a long night.
So you're saying because we, every athlete they got, we got as many athletes or better than they have.
I believe we're right there with them, yes. You know, if we're on our A game, we're going to have to be on our A game. We're going to have to play well. But up front, I think we match up with them, with our linebackers. I think they'll take care of the run game pretty well. And then I think our DBs can handle the receiving. It's just going to be the test. I think we're going to do well against number 10. He's going to get his plays. He's a dynamic receiver. But number 5 is the one that worries me a little bit because he's going to have some one-on-one matchups, and it's going to be with not our best, you know, player trying to cover him. So that's the one that kind of concerns me a little bit. And then we can't let them get their run game going. If we make them one-dimensional and we take away that run game, it'll definitely be to our benefit.
Coach, we haven't won a region championship since 2009, and you came in here after 2 mediocre years, your first year on the job. And now you have this football team in position to claim a share of the region championship. What does that mean to you and your coaching staff? And what's it mean to, after being here for a few months, what's that mean for the Brunswick High program in general?
Well, it means, you know, of course it means a lot to us, but right now our job's not finished. We got a long way to go. And it means a lot for these boys. You know, these boys want to leave a legacy. And to do that, they would like to be the senior class that got this program turned around and got it going. And we have asked a lot out of this senior class from what they're used to doing. And I think they've done a tremendous job with coping with the adversity. If you want to give hats off to anybody, give it off to the senior class. I'm the third coach these boys had to deal with in the past. In the past 4 years, and that's hard for them to come in and buy in and to trust when they've had so much turnover and we're dealt with so much adversity. But they're fighting through it. They're doing a good job. We're continuing to try to get better every day, and we're just hoping to keep extending the season so we have another week with these boys.
Coach, Friday night should be, it's the biggest football night in quite some time for Brunswick High with a lot on the line. We haven't had anything on the line in a long time on Alabama Avenue. Anything you want to say to our fans that's going to listen to this show on the internet? I know there's going to be a bunch of people up there on Friday night. Anything you want to say to them prior to us getting there?
Yeah, just come and support our kids and watch us. And you know, we're competing for a championship. It's a share of a championship, no matter which way you look at it. The way our region does, if you tie for region champion, they give you co-region champ. So the last time that Brunswick was able to be called region champion was quite a few years ago, 08 or somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 08. So
they had a little more hair back then.
Yeah, these boys, you know, they deserve that support. And I know you're going to see great effort from our kids. Our kids are going to have no quit in them. They're going to fight to the end, and by doing that, I look forward to becoming out victorious.
Coach, a little off topic. Big thing going on this weekend in Glynn County. It's Georgia-Florida week. Break down the football game before we sign off tonight.
Well, history does not show well for Georgia in that game with Florida kind of owning them over the past decade or two. But Georgia has a very good team, and they're led defensively in the run game is extremely powerful. I don't think Florida has the weapons for them. If Georgia does not let history get in the way, Georgia should win this one by 2 touchdowns.
And one last thing, Coach. Moondoggies every week host the Sean Pender Show, and they do a fantastic job here every Wednesday night for us. Anything you want to say to the staff working here tonight?
Oh, well, I appreciate the hospitality. Sometimes they even stay open a little bit later for us. So I appreciate that. And they cook the best chicken wings in town and the best pizza.
They got some good chicken wings.
Now, we have some arguments about which pizza's better, though.
Yeah.
I like the hand toss. That's my favorite one that they do. But Skyler over there, he likes a deep dish. That's his favorite one. So we'll see. But my wife and I, we both like the teriyaki and the Old Bay chicken wings.
Old Bay's hard to beat.
They're very good, yes.
All right, Coach. Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Moondoggies next Wednesday night as we break down a win over Richmond Hill. For Coach Sean Pender, I'm Kip Branch signing off. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates!